Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and sometimes the best gift we can enjoy is the gift we give ourselves. And what better way to celebrate the day than with delicious meats on the patio grill from Robert Specialty Meats? That's what we're doing tonight. Paul Roberts has lots of options to make Father's Day weekend special for you and your family, from hand-cut ribeye, T-bone, or porterhouse steaks, bacon-wrapped fillets, USDA prime beef tenderloin, gourmet burgers. Tonight, I'm having the cheddar and mozzarella burger. That's what we're having tonight. And marinated chicken breasts. Summer also means brats on the grill. And you'll find over 30 types of original sausages and brats at Robert's, including my favorite, the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor. Call Robert's today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection, and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. My mom called me earlier today during her lunch hour, and she went on their website because she's taking her friend Sharon there, who's never been there before, because I think she's hosting Father's Day at her place.
Oh, okay.
And so she's taking to go do some shopping for some meats, because my mom just had ribs on a stick and some other stuff on my brother's for his birthday last weekend.
So you can go online, Paul on Roberts, and just check out everything they have?
No. But you go online, and he's got these money-saving coupons. So she's like,
nice.
Steven, I went on there, and it says, like, if you spend...
Your mom's voice.
I don't
Steven.
Know. Yeah, Steven. It's always Steven. I think Steven. She goes, you spend so much, and you get, like, a free pound of ribs on a sticks. Mm. Isn't he losing money that way? Those things are so good. Why wouldn't everybody do this?
Mm-hmm. I tell them to. Mom, I do.
Robert Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com. Take advantage of that. For the best in meats, there's only one place to shop. Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown.
I'm using her gift this weekend.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after 3 visits. So pick up yours today.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragway. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, our 2 former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler here as well. 414-799-1250 live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can also tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Last night, the Toronto Raptors finished off the Golden State Warriors in 6 games. You watch a heavyweight fight, right, to see somebody get knocked down. Last night was a heavyweight fight that went to the bell, and you saw both teams go down seemingly a couple of different times. Everybody got knocked down. It was a knockout, drag-out fight last night between those two teams. It ends up being a Warriors or a Raptors win 114-110. And Gary Ellerson, do we see the end of the Golden State Warriors dynasty last night? 5 NBA Finals appearances, 3 championships across the last 5 years for this group.
I don't want to interrupt Gary necessarily here.
Get after it.
But I'm going to. Rick Bucher, quote, this was on Colin Cowherd's show. I'm told Kevin Durant has moved all of his stuff to New York and will spend the summer there. He and Kyrie have met and have continued to discuss playing together. Every indication says KD is making plans to be elsewhere. Mm. That is different than what we thought in the 2 o'clock hour. So with that, go ahead, Gary.
Way different. Let's see what happens.
Kevin Durant expected to opt out of his player option, $29 million just north of that for next year. Also, Klay Thompson is a free agent at the end of the year, although his father, Michael Thompson, last night, after Klay tears his ACL, says that he expects, quote, no chance.
Think about that.
That he is not signing back with the Golden State Warriors next year.
Think about that. You have $29 million guaranteed coming to you if you play basketball next season.
Even if you don't play basketball next season.
Right. And you say, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go test the waters.
I mean, can you wrap your head around saying no to $29 million to go test the waters and your Achilles is gone? That is just, I mean.
Well, you guys know who he is. I know who I am.
I know. I'm just saying, Kevin Durant. As a normal human being here, not being him, saying no to $29 million because, I know I can't walk, but I'm going to go make more money anyhow.
Right.
That's just
crazy.
Lord.
Was that the end of the Warriors dynasty last night?
No, I still think they come back. I still think they do it. Now, that's if Kevin Durant comes back. But you'll still maybe be without him for the better part of the year. But if he's on this team for the next couple, 2-3 years, I think they make a run. Maybe not next year, but the following year. I think they'll do like a Tiger where they can come back and get one more.
Now, if Kevin Durant is no longer a Golden State Warrior.
Well, I think if he's no longer a Golden State Warrior, that makes it a little bit tougher for them to do. But then now that opens the door for what Leroy's favorite player name?
Draymond Green.
To re-sign.
And he is a free agent at the end of next year.
Yeah.
Just under $20 million he makes.
Probably will come back and stay with those guys.
You would think that would open the door for that. Sparky, did we see the end of the Golden State Warriors dynasty last night?
Well, back in the 2 o'clock hour, Gary and I were both on the same page that this injury probably solidifies him and Clay both coming back to Golden State. That was the assumption him and I both made. Now, based on this latest thing, as of like a half hour ago, maybe not. If Durant leaves, dynasty's probably done. Yeah, I agree. If Durant stays, obviously, the dynasty will still pick up and carry on. Maybe not this upcoming season, but the following season before this whole thing is all done. But they had a hell of a run. If it is over, it was a hell of a run. And
five consecutive years in the finals.
Right. So now it's going to be Steph, Clay, and Draymond, and then whatever they decide to do. But now they have a decision to make. If Durant does say, okay, I'm out. See you later, right? Do they then try and convince Boogie Cousins to play a bigger role in that offense next year and come back?
And he'll be in better shape next year, too.
Okay, so say he's in better shape. How good are they? Are they good enough to go win another ring?
They're pretty good. Clay Thompson.
They can get to the playoffs. Anything can happen once you're in the playoffs. Toronto proved that.
Yeah. Well, Clay should be back by the playoffs.
Correct.
I don't know.
I'm not convinced. Leroy? Was that the end of the Warriors dynasty last night?
I think so. Cause other teams are going to get better. They just are. Other teams, because no one really even saw Milwaukee going wire to wire number one. I mean, it's going to always be teams that's going to get better. And this free agency, the next 2 years, going to be amazing. I mean, you're going to see guys all over the place. You almost have to wait to after the draft and after free agency to just kind of reset button. But as far as winning 3 and 5 years, that was a great run. It really was. I mean, they could have easily won 6 or 7 straight if they just stayed together. But too many egos get in the way of that. You know?
Well, also, and they were very healthy throughout that run outside of this past 3 weeks.
That's a good point. And I don't know if Steve Kerr wants it. I think Steve Kerr, I don't know inside information. I think he's thinking, I've taken them as far as I can take them. If I want to continue coaching, it'll probably be somewhere else. But my thing is, I would be like Phil Jackson, because I thought Phil Jackson would just stay in Chicago the rest of his life and just win. But, you know, things happen when the best player in the world leaves and other people leave, and then you go to the best franchise, you know, the Lakers, and win there. I said, well, he'll stay there. Then he left, and somebody told him in his whispering in his ear, go fix the Knicks, and it didn't happen. So he's seen that happen. He should do just like Pop. Pop is just staying down there in San Antonio. Yeah, them too.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay there. But I think that's the end of that, because other teams are going to get better.
I think also one of the reasons why Greg Popovich stays in San Antonio is he's a big San Antonio Missions fan. In the center lane, back.
Whatever that team that is.
If both teams are back intact for next season, Sparky, can the Bucks win this time against the Toronto Raptors? All things equal, Kawhi Leonard stays with the Toronto Raptors. The entire unit for the Milwaukee Bucks is back in Milwaukee.
I think that Giannis takes another step this offseason, this summer. I think he figures out how to get some semblance of a mid-range game, which I would think would be a little bit easier to do than that three-point shot he's been working on for like 3 years.
So if he can get that mid-range game, yeah, I think they beat him. I think he just needs to figure out a counter to what they did to him last year and a way to kind of shake Kawhi Leonard a little bit more. He should be able to shoot over the top of Kawhi. But the problem is he had no threat of a shot against Kawhi, so Kawhi was able to force him wherever he wanted Giannis to go. If he gets that jumper and rise up and shoot, I don't see how the Bucks lose that series again. If everybody comes back attack, that means you have Middleton, you have Brogdon, you have obviously Bledsoe's under contract already, George Hill is back. You bring back the crew, Toronto brings back Kawhi and their guys, and you do it again, I think the Bucks win next time.
GE, your thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I think if everything's being like, you know, it is today, Kawhi Leonard is on he's on a different playing field right now. And I did say if Giannis develops a jump shot, he'd be the greatest that we've ever seen. Well, I hadn't seen it yet. And so that's what he's going to have to get. I mean, Kawhi is playing at that Michael Jordan, Kobe type LeBron level. Giannis isn't yet, although he's going to be the MVP of regular season. He's not on Kawhi Leonard's level. And until he gets there, then it's Toronto. And he's got to obviously stay in Toronto as well, obviously, to make that happen.
And it still does seem with 6-1 odds for the Los Angeles Clippers to win the NBA championship 2019-2020 season that Las Vegas believes that Kawhi Leonard is leaving Toronto. It would appear that they believe that he is going to be a Los Angeles Clipper. They also seem to believe that Anthony Davis will be a Los Angeles Laker because the Lakers are the highest or the lowest odds, you would say, for the NBA title in 2020 at 4.5-1 right behind them. Your Milwaukee Bucks at 6-1, tied with the LA Clippers for the second best odds to win the NBA championship in 2020. Sparky, did you put your money on that 6-1 Milwaukee Bucks NBA championship 2020?
Yeah, I think so. Right now, as it currently stands, now talk to me again after free agency. Let me see if a super team got built in the East to go against the Bucks. But as of today, yeah, I feel real confident about that, especially if Durant's leaving the Warriors. So, not to mention the fact he's not going to play next year anyhow. Then Klay Thompson's out a good portion. The other team that you have to consider, obviously, is the Lakers, who have better odds than you do at this point. They have the second best odds. But I just, for the time being, yeah, I go with Bucks because you got to think there's going to be some chemistry stuff going on, like there always is with LeBron and stars their first year. That always happens. So if it's Anthony Davis in a trade and another guy, now there's stuff flowing out here on Twitter that Jimmy Butler and the Lakers could be a match, which we've been saying on this show for, 2-3 months. So that wouldn't be surprising either if they decided to go the route of Jimmy Butler.
And Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, that looks good. That's a good duo. Solid duo.
Well, defensively, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, there's Butler at the 2, LeBron at the 3, Davis at the 4. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are also counting Anthony Davis in there, too. Oh, yeah. Goodness gracious. Bucks 6-1 odds. You placing like something down on that?
Yeah, I mean, well, if everything like you laid it out, yeah, they'd be the best team in the East if Kawhi's out of here. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm.
How can you be that lucky that LeBron would lead the East and not Kawhi to lead the East? They're just setting it up for you to eventually win something in Milwaukee.
Something.
It just makes sense. Los Angeles is a fun place to live.
Yeah, it is pretty out there.
But the cost of living.
Did you hear Toronto, they got a private plane. They headed to Vegas.
I did not know.
Yep.
Why is that?
The Raptors. Yeah. They're going to Vegas.
Was it a pit stop on the way home?
Well, then they're leaving. They're going to be in Vegas for a couple of days. They're leaving Vegas and they're going to Miami.
Who's on the plane?
And all the players.
When do they hit the parade in Toronto?
I don't know. They ain't said.
Well, they got to coordinate that with Drake's party.
Said, that's what they just said. Now they're in Vegas. They're in Vegas right now. I know they're in Vegas right now for sure. Now I heard they're going to Miami. I don't know if they leave Vegas and go up north. Do that and then fly to Miami.
Oh, that's cute.
That's what I would do.
Pat Riley agreed Kawhi Leonard off the plane. Brilliant.
What did you say?
Goran Dragic just opted in for his $17 million player option.
Pat Riley. He's in Miami. He's in Miami just waiting for Kawhi Leonard. Come on, come down here and party. I'll buy you some drinks. We'll talk.
That would be something else. Anybody could do it. Pat Riley can just about get anybody to do just about anything.
No, he 414-799-1250,
414-799-1250. Right lane was at the end of the Warriors dynasty last night in the center lane. Both teams come back.
Boom.
Intact. Toronto, Milwaukee. Can the Bucks win in 2020? And in 2020, the odds 6-1 for the Bucks in the desert to win the NBA Finals. Would you take some of that? I'd be down with some of that action. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. First, guys, got to tell you about my friends at Beauforting Beer. I'm Beauforting Bill, so that makes sense why I do that. Guys, Beauforting Beer, the premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients. Guys, because they only use 100% natural barley, the freshest hops, and the freshest spring water in production of Beauforting Beer. How fresh is the spring water? The spring that the water comes from is underneath the brewery in Luxembourg. They've been doing this for over 250 years in the same spot, family-owned since 1764. They've been crafting brews at Beauforting.
Family-owned?
Family-owned.
Okay.
Since 1764. Checking. That's over 250 years, Leroy. Also, the United States started in 1776. Family-owned since 1764 is Beauforting Beer. Everything in the lineup
I think Gary
is
played
smooth.
For the Packers back then.
They have the pinnacle of drinkability.
Allegedly. Allegedly. I got to look for his mugshot.
The Chris Pills with
silver helmets.
Smooth flagship.
I mean,
the smooth
helmet.
Triple ale, delicious fruit ale, and the balanced brood are all designed to give you the full flavor that doesn't fill you up. And guys, here's a little secret about Beauforting Beer. Unlike those other imports that you're drinking, they never sold out. Beauforting, you don't have to put a piece of fruit in it to make it taste good. Beauforting is good because it's made in small batches with a personal family touch. Proud to announce right now that Beauforting is available in more places than ever before. Grab a six-pack at Total Wine & More in Brookfield and in Greenfield, Sendix Fine Foods, any Otto's location, and it's fresh on tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, the Nomad, and the
Gary's
Sport Club.
Six-pack. Take your shirt off, Garrett.
As always, tweet your Beauforting at Bill Schmidt Radio. Beauforting Bill will come out and have a Beauforting on you because you got more money than I do. Beauforting, exactly. Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Show 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM in the radio.com app, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane here on The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, and Leroy Butler here as well. 414-799-1250, the phone number. Live at 105.7 FM, TheFan.com, the Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. Guys, so I know I asked earlier today.
What's on your mind, Billy?
What's
going on, pal?
Buddy?
Do I really need to get my dad something for Father's Day? Really?
Yeah, Bill.
If you have to ask that question, through, you should take your last name and just take it off your jersey.
But, at what point do you reach that pinnacle, where a card's just not enough? Because, I usually just,
Man,
what do you get your mom?
Cent card.
Just a card?
See,
a hug?
Steve making it out of competition. I'm trying to get
I'm just wondering
that.
If it's the same for mom as dad as far as, you're both kind of nice.
Can I just tell you, when you get
it's not the same.
To your age, a lot of stuff is kind of played out.
Mm-hmm.
Is more of maybe a gift certificate.
Okay. Just something small.
And a card.
Okay.
Love you, Pops.
That works out well.
That's it.
See, now I can do that.
That's it.
Because, I don't think
your dad's
my
still
dad doesn't need another polo shirt.
No.
He's not like, man. He doesn't need that.
Right.
He's not hugging and kissing on you.
No, and I don't know. Does your dad like to drink coffee? I don't know.
A little bit.
I don't know if he's got to hang out with some boys or something. He got the gift certificate. Maybe they go get coffee together with the boys, or maybe
that's a good idea.
He
that
goes and
out.
Do something with the. He's got that goes a long way. And a card. Take your time and pick the card out.
Yeah, no doubt. No. I'm not going with the 99-cent one. I'll splurge.
Well,
$3
the meaning. Take your time, pick the card out, and here you go, Pops. Love you. Hug him up real quick.
Yeah, give him a nice kiss.
That works out.
That's it. Now, when you're younger, and a lot of guys don't remember, but when you're younger, it's really, obviously, it's the father that orchestrates the mother's gift.
Yes.
And it's really, the kids really don't know what they're doing.
Really,
They ain't buying that. It's your money. They orchestrate that. It seems to be a little different. The mom's orchestrating it for the dad, but the kids know that the mom is orchestrating it, and the kids know that the dad's orchestrating it.
Yeah, so I just, all right, cool. Where do I sign?
I think you lost him.
But now, this is straight you.
So it is on me at this point.
Your sister's going to get a better. She's going to get him a
better.
Well,
she's got more money. Like, that's understandable. Yeah. She should. Fault. She's also cheaper than I am.
Well,
hard to be cheap when you got no
she's
money.
She's not cheap. She's frugal.
And I don't know, Steve, do they do this? Because I got stuff for Father's Day from Brock when he was little at daycare. They make it like a little picture and it got fingerprint on it.
Little Leroy does.
There's
that.
Another picture. I got a couple other pictures where he's like beside me and they cut it out and they frame it.
No.
Y'all do none of that daycare?
No. ATF tweets at the fan, for Father's Day, I cut the grass for my dad and get him a six-pack of beer.
That's still nice.
Seems like the play.
That's
that good. Would be a good one. I can cut the grass.
That's another one.
Get some Pilsner.
Yeah, that's another one.
Bring some Bofording beer.
Your mom
home.
Is platinum. Your dad is gold. Just remember that.
Yeah.
That'd be a good Father's Day gift. Bofording beer. I mean, come on.
Get Steve, you for real? They didn't do nothing like that at daycare?
No.
Not none of time. Not,
he
not
didn't
want
nothing. He don't check his bag, though. His mom check his bag.
He really doesn't
check the bag. Gotta check the bag.
He doesn't really come home with anything from daycare. Ever.
Really?
No, he's only there for
a
couple hours. And they're usually out, well, at this time, they're outside playing.
Yes.
On the slides and doing whatever. So,
We weren't so lucky that way. Our kids had to go full-time daycare.
Full time is amazing.
Come back with like the macaroni pictures and stuff like that for you.
You know it. Mm-hmm. You know you had to bring the macaroni. They get the whole box, you know, and it's all dried up, you know.
Take your dad to see Shaft.
Glue all over the
glue
place.
Glue all over it. You just hope your son ate half of it.
Guys, so this is going to be fun. Right. This young man is the one that hung up on me the other night. First time I've ever been hung up on.
This is the guy hung up on you, right?
Here working at the radio station.
Let's get to him.
Rick is in Oshkosh. Rick, you're on the fan. Rick, pick a lane.
Yeah, pick the lane. Brewers starting pitching.
Okay, let me hear something about it.
Rick.
What's
Rick?
Rick.
Hello.
Hello, Rick. You're here. You're on the radio, Rick.
Go ahead, Rick.
It's not Rick.
Yeah. Okay. I pick the lane. I don't know what your lanes are.
What? Then why are you calling?
Why did you call if we didn't know what the lanes were?
We said it. Brewers. I wanted to talk to see if you guys agree that they need starting pitcher and you're going to have to give up something to get something.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah,
hey,
for sure. You definitely have to.
Can I ask Rick a question real quick?
Go at it, Gary.
We're going to have our meeting Monday at 12 o'clock. You want to get on a conference call?
Show meeting.
Rick.
Sorry?
We're going to have our show meeting at 12 o'clock on Monday. You want to get in on a conference call?
No.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Just do what you want to do then.
Tell us about the Brewers and trade pieces that they should get for the starting rotation, you said, right?
Starting rotation. First of all, it'll be Freddy Peralta where he is. He can't keep going back and forth with the bullpen.
And Freddy's got over almost a 6 ERA, Rick.
Okay, but what about Chalcine?
Chalcine has a 5.5 and had a had a 3.5 last year.
Okay, that was last year. Secondly,
what is Freddy Peralta
who doing? Would you... Okay, you guys name the one or two starting pitchers that you would trade for right now.
The two
would be available.
Okay, the two that will probably be available would be Marcus Stroman from the Toronto Blue Jays. He's very, very solid. Or Madison Bumgarner from the San Francisco Giants. Those are the two that come to mind right now.
If you could get Sonny Gray, would you?
Sonny Gray from the Reds?
Damn right.
They just signed him to a 3-year deal. I doubt that they would be. I doubt that they would be
Miguel,
trading him.
How about Miguel Tanaka from the Yankees?
Tanaka from the Yankees?
Are we doing high stove with them?
He pitched Wednesday.
Rick, why would the Yankees trade somebody? They're in first place.
I know. I'm just throwing names out.
Rick, I'm done with this. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. What? Where are you from, Rick?
Okay, first of all, I'm from Oshkosh. Secondly, I never tested Bill Michaels in my life. I do not Twitter him. Mm. I have never tweeted him before. And Chuck and what's his name?
Winkler.
You know, this has upset me very, very much today. Tell Bill Michaels I never tweeted him.
Tweeted him?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah,
what
about Bill Michaels?
Give us the context. What happened,
Rick?
They were pulling my leg or telling me that there's a guy by the name of Rick from Oshkosh testing Bill. I mean, not testing, but Twittering him.
Yeah, tweeting at him. Yeah, there's a Rick from Oshkosh Twitter account, Rick.
But I don't have one.
Okay,
that's not you.
It's not you.
It's not me.
Okay, right.
It's an imposter.
So I'm not ignorant. I might be misinformed and don't know all my pieces.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I definitely know for one thing for sure is I can't go. The only two starting pitchers they can trust is Brandon Woodworth and Zach Davies. After that, a crapshoot.
Right.
Oh, okay.
The rest of them, the whole crapshoot, and they need to get somebody, and if they intend on being in this race in September.
All right. Well, thanks, Rick.
Hey, Rick, you have a good weekend, brother, all right?
You too. Sorry I hung up on you the other night, but you were getting on my nerves.
Oh. Right. What was I doing getting on your nerves, Rick?
Oh, hung up on you again.
Oh!
Good job, Rick.
From the top rope. Oh, you did it again. Rick said, you're getting on my nerves. Hit me with an elbow.
No, you Bob McGinned you. Yeah,
all right.
After you gave him all that time.
Right?
You gave him all that time.
Man, yeah. I like Rick.
What was happening with Rick on Bill Michaels' show today?
No idea.
I have a feeling somebody created a fake account
of
this dude and then is attacking people on the station, acting like they're here.
He randomly tweets at me, Baby Tausch sucks.
Right. So then when he calls in... Then all the radio hosts think it's him that's been tweeting at him, and then they want to go after him. Or they just go after him on the air because they see something on Twitter.
But it's not really Rick.
He says it's not.
I just enjoy talking to Rick. He just seems like good people.
Feed into
There's
that.
Lots of fake accounts. We don't know.
Now, what you think people are going to do now? They're going to keep doing it.
Hey, you know, sometimes you just need a
little name, bit. I didn't know that was his name. I thought it was a fake name.
What?
I didn't know that was Rick.
Damn.
I didn't think that was Rick.
What these big shows back. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Till 6 o'clock, we take you home. Appreciate you hanging out. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Brewers out west, Sparky. Does the West Coast trips like still give you nerves? Brewers fans used to hate going out west because seemingly you'd go out there for a 9-gamer and it would always be a 3-6 trip.
It's always tough when you're a Midwest or East Coast team making that trip across the country.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, it never normally goes the other way, though, where the West Coast team struggles coming to the Midwest or the East Coast.
Especially when they're the L.A. Dodgers.
Right. I cannot figure it out for the life of me. Like, you would think the time difference, the jet lag, all that stuff would play the same way if they were coming across country the other way, and for whatever reason, it just never seems to go that way. But for this Brewers team right now, Giants and Padres, I mean, they should roll these next two teams in these series.
I said that about the Marlins and got beat 16-0.
Yeah, well, there is that. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I have a lot of confidence that this team will just continue to play well, win these two series, and continue moving forward. I mean, this is a softer part of their schedule, even though they're on the West Coast, that they need to take advantage of for
they
sure going forward.
Hit. They just need to
Cubs
hit
are playing
play
the Dodgers. I mean, you can make a little separation right here this weekend. If you can just take care of business Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you might be able to pick up a couple games on this Cubs
And the
team.
Dodgers beat up on the Cubs last night. I think 7-3 ended up.
Shorbert got them on the board early and had the lead, and then they just blew it. And now Carl Edwards went on the IL. So
who's been
without,
a mess all year long.
Yep, so now they're without him on the backside. Kimbrel's not ready yet. So I'm telling you, they're ripe to have the Dodgers take 3 or 4 from them or something like that, and the Brewers are in position to at least take 2 out of 3 from the Giants.
And the Giants' offense is putrid. That's the number one way to
put it. Well, you got your ace up there, too.
Right, you get Zach Davies tonight on the mound. You get Jimmy Nelson coming up making his second start tomorrow, then Chase Anderson, who... Out in San Francisco, probably best place for Chase Anderson to pitch as the ball does not travel out of the ballpark all that much.
Right.
Out in San Francisco. That's the number one, two, and issues for Chase Anderson. But you also go up against Drew Pomeranz, Madison Bumgarner, and Jeff Samardzija this week out at AT&T Park, or the old AT&T Park. Now I believe it's Oracle
Park. Man, he's a good wide receiver.
Yeah. But in Notre Dame, didn't he play? Yeah,
he could ball out at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yes,
Golden Domers. He also made a bunch of money in the MLB. So he made the right decision, I think. He would definitely make the right decision.
It was like Kyler Murray.
Leroy, did you ever notice that, like an issue when you guys would make trips out to the West Coast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it depends. I used to look forward to it because
it was warm.
But yeah, the weather was nice. You get to sleep a couple more hours. Everything just seemed to be nice. And seeing different people and, you know, different cultures, eating different types of foods. That was just, and one of my things going on the West Coast was these Dungeness crabs.
It's these big crabs.
I love seafood. The seafood is so much different. So whenever time we went to the Bay Area, San Francisco, or something, we used to all get together and just find restaurants that you don't normally see in Wisconsin. So, but other than that, like the meetings, you would see get your little paper, and the meetings like at 4:30. But normally it would be like a 7 o'clock meeting or a 6 o'clock meeting. It just kind of threw you off. And like the alarms and just everything was just different when you go and play uncommon opponents that you don't normally get a chance to play a whole lot. But if you play, you know, in your division, it's a little bit different. You stay in the Midwest, but going out west was just amazing. I just remember that San Francisco trip being just a very, very, other than the T.O. catch, been a very good trip. So,
sorry,
I expect the same.
Sorry to bring that up, buddy. I didn't mean that.
Sorry. Sometimes you have to bring it up before people bring it up to let you know I'm past that.
Yeah, I got another question. So we're asking Leroy Butler questions. So this whole thing is being made of how much money the Raptors get amongst the players, and then they get to divide that split, right?
Yeah.
But it also is out there that, okay, yes, they can take that money, that lump sum, divide amongst themselves, or they can vote to take a share of it and give it to the people that help with the club or whatever the case may be.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Leroy, how does that vote normally go? I mean, are there people that normally are going to vote against that, or is everybody going to be like, I'm not going to be that dude voting against helping somebody else out, so I'm just going to say yes and do what it is.
That's why we had team captains. Now, I'm going to see if I can get this right because my memory is so bad. It was me and Reggie was defense, and Frankie and Brett was offense, and special team was Mike Pryor and Desmond Howard.
My man, Mike Pryor.
And we made all the decisions for the team, and one of them was who would get a Super Bowl ring. Like, we gave one to Ken Rutgers. And a lot of those decisions, the captains pretty much take care of, and the coach said, as long as you guys agreed upon it, you're fine with it. But it's just, you're going to always have one or two guys want to do it differently. But you try to stay within context of the team. And if it got worse kind of word, then you would just vote. We voted on a few things. One of them was like which movie we would see, or bowling alley, we wanted bowling, stuff like that. So you would get the younger guys want to do something different. But we used to have votes. Gary, did y'all ever have votes like in the meeting room?
Oh, yeah. Well,
to vote what to do?
The help staff, I guess you could say, and that would be like my son Jared too.
Like the PR guys, ball guys, equipment guys.
So normally, you could do a pot, a kitty, and we put it all.
We did it with our
together.
Fine money too,
and then we would divide up against the equipment guy, PR, the guy that was your PR guy. You divide it up with them. Or there were some years where in Detroit, we just did it where each guy just went around and gave everybody envelope. So that was just out of your check, whatever that was. And so, or you did a big pot where you just...
In this case here, where you got the world champs or the Bucks, who are also getting cash, this is a no-brainer, right? They're going to help all these other people out. They're not just going to say, it's not helping out.
It's like bonuses.
They get a slice of the pot. But they got to be voted in to get that slice. The players can say, we're not going to, and keep it based on everything I've seen.
But see, if they're doing everything right, the right way, those guys should have been getting money before they even got there. I mean, like, if they never made the playoffs.
Christmas bonus.
Yeah, we gave them money anyway.
So they should have been paid at the end of the regular season.
It's
all built in. It's baked in already.
Every year. Every year.
$10,000 is a lot of money for guys.
Damn right.
So you just get more.
Picking up your dirty laundry in the training room.
All those guys got paid anyway.
Maybe tell us you did that.
When I was one of the equipment guys, that's how it was. Each round, you got a bigger bonus as the team, and then the players would say,
"We appreciate that."
But if it's the right organization, 60% off or something like that.
If it's the right organization, those guys got money, whether they made the playoffs or not.
Well, they have the bins that you put dirty clothes in.
Yeah.
But Nobody ever throws it in the bin.
They just throw it on the floor.
And we play basketball in them, too.
Right.
You know, and you always miss.
See, I never miss. But you don't want to go pick up guys' things that they take off every day. And
that's why you wear gloves. It's all right.
But it's just nasty.
Then,
so you don't want to give a guy extra couple grand. Yeah, give the guy that money, man. Them guys make guaranteed money.
Then I can buy my dad some nice for Father's Day, like Harry's Razors.
Yeah, I know Jared got a lot of some nice gifts.
Nice chunk,
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Harry's Razors. Go ahead, Steve. Be a great gift for your dad as well. Got my dad Harry's Razors a couple years ago. Still using it to this day and loves it. Loves the super sharp blades. It makes the shaving process go even quicker. And that nice, smooth, comfortable shave that I have, he has now as well. You can make your dad just as happy for Father's Day on Sunday. Yes, it's Sunday. It's 2 days away. for the love of God, please just listen to me. You can get your dad this. Check this out. A gift he'll actually use, a gift he loves, or a gift that doesn't break the bank. What if you could do all three of these and even save dad a few bucks along the way? Well, you can with our friends at Harry's Razors. Quality, durable blades at an honest price is just $2 each. Harry's has a special offer for Father's Day. Get $5 off a Harry's shave set and treat yourself or the man in your life to a five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. Just use Sparky at Harry's.com. That's S-P-A-R-K-Y. Get that quality shave I was talking about. German engineered blades that dad will appreciate year-round. Every time he shaves, I'll think about you. This Father's Day, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of The Big Show. $5 off shave set from Harry's with code Sparky at Harry's.com. It means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for $3 plus free shipping when you use code Sparky at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Use code Sparky at checkout to claim your offer. But wait. If dad doesn't want to restock online, he'd rather go to a store to do it. No problem. Harry's products are also now available at Target and Walmart.
Tie a bow on it for the week. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Thanks to Summerfest. That tickets for you to win all week long here on The Big Show. Our thanks to Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com for joining us. Talk some minicamp. Wrap that up. 6 weeks away, training camp up at Green Bay. Can't wait. Gary D'Amato talked U.S. Open at Pebble Beach with us from Wisconsin.golf. And as always, Friday at 4:48, Adam McAlvey joins us from Brewers.com and MLB.com. Thanks to all those guys. Thanks, intern AmFam, Anthony Mandel on the other side. Great work as always, guys. For Gary, Leroy, Sparky, I'm Baby Tausch. Happy Father's Day, everybody. We're back Monday at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.